On January 31st, 2018, astronomy enthusiasts all over North America set up their telescopes, eager to capture images of the first super blue blood moon since 1866. My photography professor bundled up and trekked out into the cold with his camera and tripod gripped tightly against his chest. Because clouds obscured my own ability to see the phenomenon, I Googled photos later that evening, staring at the red-tinted celestial body that glowed like a fireball from my screen. Something about the moon has fascinated humanity for centuries. The ancient Romans believed that the goddess Luna rode her chariot across the night sky every evening, creating lunar cycles. Tsukuyomi, a Japanese moon god, climbed the heavens and married the goddess of the sun. The Lakota believe in Hanwi, the wandering moon spirit who protects people at night. Most famously, werewolf lore emerged in 15th century Switzerland, changing humans into fanged beasts under the light of the full moon. With so much lore surrounding the full moon, scientists began to wonder if the legends had any validity. However, researchers have been tentative to suggest connections between human biology and the moon. Exploring such superstitious ideas could ruin their reputations, labeling them as lunatics, a word that derives directly from the name of the goddess Luna. Even so, modern psychologists have entered into a debate about the moon's relationship with one particular biological function, sleep. Swiss chronobiologist Dr. Christian Kajikin was hesitant when his team released their 2013 study on the moon cycle's effects on human sleep patterns, perhaps partially because they thought of the idea while drinking at a local bar under the full moon. The researchers retroactively studied 33 patients who had attended their sleep lab years prior for other purposes. Much to Kajikin's surprise, they found that during the full moon, patients slept for 20 minutes less, took 5 minutes longer to fall asleep, and obtained 30% less deep sleep. Although it began as an alcohol-induced reverie, the study quickly entered other psychologists' orbit. In 2015, two follow-up studies were published. Researchers at the Surrey Sleep Research Center observed 205 people in their sleep lab. Although their results did not confirm the Swiss findings, they did find evidence that the moon cycles may affect men and women differently. Women spent less time in REM sleep during the full moon, while men spent more. However, in their report, the Surrey team was skeptical, saying that the evidence was limited at best. The word lunatic still hung above their heads, threatening to knock them down the academic ladder. The second study expressed its doubts more clearly in its title, Bad Sleep? Don't Blame the Moon. Jose Habarubio and other sleep psychologists studied over 2,000 individuals and found no significant results other than a slight trend toward better sleep during the new moon phase. However, this study was done in a far less controlled environment. Sleep data was recorded by patients in their own homes, where factors such as artificial light and an unregulated sleep schedule may have skewed the results. Habarubio doesn't see this as a problem, though. If the moon's influence only works in a windowless sleep lab, why should we bother studying it at all? Well, if Kajikin's study does uncover some biological thread that ties us to the moon, what remains hidden is exactly what that thread is. It can't be the moon's light, since the Swiss and Surrey patients slept in windowless labs. Scientists have ruled out gravitational pulls on body fluids, since the moon shows no tidal effect in smaller bodies of water like lakes and ponds, let alone human beings. Some speculate that the answer resides in the suprachiasmatic nuclei, a tiny region of the brain thought to be involved with circadian rhythms. If the moon ticks along as part of our biological clock, it could reveal more about the body's natural timekeeping abilities. But maybe our reason for studying the moon and sleep cycles goes further than just charting the body's functions. Maybe we want validation for our fascination with the moon. Validation for looking at solar eclipses through cardboard pairs of glasses. Validation for predicting our futures based on our moon signs. We want some sort of science to confirm that, yes, even though the moon is 238,000 miles away, it still leads us through life like a celestial Pied Piper. Even though the moon's power has been eclipsed by light bulbs and LED screens, perhaps once our bodies operated on a circumlunar cycle. The moon still whispers to our brains turning our eyes up to its gentle glow in the night sky. Or maybe we're all just lunatics.